You're listening to Social Slowdown, a podcast for entrepreneurs and micro businesses looking for sustainable marketing strategies without being dependent on social media. Social media is a double-edged sword. It's a wonderful way to stay connected, but it also can feel like an addictive obligation. And it's even more complex for businesses. Your audience might be right there, but you've got to fight with algorithms to maybe be seen by them. So whether you want to abandon social media altogether or you just want to take a month off, it's possible to have a thriving business without being dependent on social media. This podcast is all about finding creative, sustainable ways to engage with your audience without needing to lip sync, send cold DMs, run ads, or be available 24/7. Let's get started. Hello there, friends. It's Meg Casebolt, and we are here for day one of the Social Slowdown Challenge. Today, we're going to be looking back. We're going to be looking at the historical data and feelings that we have from 2022 around your marketing and have a conversation about debriefing what worked and what didn't and trying to determine what we need our marketing to do for us. So let's start there. Let's talk about what your objectives are in your marketing strategy. So basically what I'm trying to get to here is like, what exactly do you need your marketing to do for you? This isn't, I need to post 5 times a week and I need to send a weekly email and I need to, you know, update my blog regularly. It's not any of those things. It's like, instead of thinking about the inputs that you're putting into it, I want you to think about the outputs. What would a marketing victory look like for you? So here I want you to think about maybe pick 2 things that you want to accomplish with your marketing. Here are some ideas that I came up with that you are welcome to use, or if you have others, definitely head over to our community. We can have a conversation about this. You can post in the group, share what works for you. Here are some ideas of what might be good marketing objectives for you. And then I'll share what Love It First Search's marketing objectives are. So maybe you want some brand awareness. You want people to know who you are and what your business is. Maybe you are looking for more lead qualification and sales, like you actually want people to figure out whether or not they're a good fit for you. Maybe you have a membership and you want to use your marketing to decrease churn. That might also work for software companies. Maybe you want to increase your website traffic, which would be really great if you're running some sort of display ads or AdWords, that, you know, you need to have a lot of page views. So you want your marketing to increase your RPMs for that. And for a lot of us, I know that a lot of people who are listening are service providers. And so for many of us, including my business, our primary objective is lead generation. It's having people not just find out who we are, but also reach out to us in some way and follow up with us and give us data that we can collect in order to be in touch with them. So if you're like, yeah, lead generation, that's the one. I also want you to think about what that lead gen looks like. Do you want people to have a discovery call or fill out your contact form? Do you want them to sign up for your email list? Do you want them to go straight to buying a cold sale, right? Like, what would it look like? What would a marketing victory look like for you? For us over at Love It First Search, our primary marketing objective is lead generation. And the way that we measure that is for our strategy sessions, for our one-to-one work that we do with people, we measure that in discovery calls. We want to know how many people are reaching out to us to get more information about that, hopping on a call with us, requesting information via email. You know, that's our metric for performance. We also want to generate leads for our group coaching program, Attract and Activate. And our metric for that is webinar signups and sales into the program, people who actually join. And then we have other metrics later on for membership churn and all that. But for right now, for the purpose of this exercise, our primary objective is to get people to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm interested in working with you. And again, we're measuring that in discovery calls and membership joining. Our secondary objective is brand awareness. I have a goal of writing a book by the end of the year, so I know that I have to grow our audience and let people know more about Love It First Search and sort of get to know us as a brand. And so the 2 ways that we are measuring that is branded search traffic. We want more people to actually go search for terms like Love It First Search, like Social Slowdown, that they have heard of us from somewhere else. And also referrals from cold traffic. So other people that we don't have relationships with saying, hey, go book a call with Meg, right? So there are a lot of ways that marketing can work for you that may or may not involve social media. Instead of thinking about, I want to grow my Twitter by 20%, right? Like, let's not look at the vanity metrics. Let's think about what we need our marketing to actually accomplish for our business. So again, some of those objectives, I'm just going to list them out. We'll also have a bullet list right in the show notes, so that way you can look at it right in your browser, and we'll have it in our community. We'll have it in the prompts for the day. Brand awareness, lead generation, which might be list building, discovery calls, sales, lead qualification. So people being more qualified to come to you, and you're going to close more sales that way, decreasing churn, increasing website traffic. There's a lot of different things that your marketing can do for you, a lot of different outcomes that you can get from your marketing. So with that in mind, once you've sort of thought through what does that marketing victory look like, what do I need my marketing to do, I want you to take a couple minutes, and you may want to do this alone. You can write down the prompts I'm about to give you, or you can come over to our community and download. I have a marketing scorecard that we created that will do some of these sums and formulas for you, because y'all know I love a spreadsheet. I want you to just think about, like, with those objectives in mind, what worked in your marketing in 2022? What helped you achieve victories in your marketing? So if your goal was to grow your email list, maybe there are collaboration bundles that you participated in, or live trainings that you were a part of, or list swaps, or you had really great lead magnets. What are some of those things that helped you? If it's brand awareness, was it getting on different podcasts? If it was decreasing churn, maybe there are some membership outreach things that you did, right? What worked to help you with those objectives? And I don't want you to just think about the quantitative data. I mean, if you have it, if you want to go into your Google Analytics, if you want to take a look at your email marketing metrics, if you want to take a look at your social media analytics, go for it. Like, that's really helpful information. But you may also want to do some digging for qualitative data. So, go take a look at your intake form and figure out where those last five leads or qualified leads or clients, where did they come from? If you're not sure, go ask them, right? It's only five people. If it's a referral, definitely go to the person who sent you the referral and send them a thank you note, or like a coffee gift card or something like that. Just appreciate the referrals when they come. If your goal was list building, maybe you want to just shoot a quick email to your email list and ask them, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you come from? If your goal is contact form submissions, maybe add an extra query to your contact form submission that says, how did you hear about us? This is awesome for us. We have this on our contact form. And that way, at a glance, we can see who's sending information, which podcast did they hear about us from. And we have that all in, we use Airtable, sometimes we use ClickUp, but we have that all in a place where we can look at it at a glance and see what's working in our marketing. Sometimes it's Instagram. Sometimes somebody tags us and they find us that way. And if you do have a social media presence, this is a really great time to ask them, put a poll up. If you have a Facebook group, do a poll. If you have Instagram, maybe do a poll in your stories. Ask people how they found out about you. Because I think people sort of hang out in social media as a water cooler, but it's not always a discovery tool. It is often a nurturing tool. So if you want to grow in the next year, even if you're using social media, you may want to establish or, expand some of your marketing strategies that aren't just social media, but trying to grow your audience, whether it's on social or on email or wherever it is, even off social media, to grow your social media. That can be really helpful. And then my last prompt for you is, and here we, take off my business analyst hat and put on my yoga teacher hat. How did you feel about your marketing in 2022? This to me is just as important as how effective it was. If you come over to our community and you download the marketing scorecard we created, I actually created three columns for every single one of the marketing tactics that I put in there. One is, how did you feel about your time? The second column is, scoring how effective these different marketing channels were in making sales and getting clients. And the third column is how much you actually enjoyed doing this. If you love TikTok and you want to spend all your time on TikTok and it's working for you and it doesn't take that much time, then, like, by all means, spend all your day on TikTok, But if you don't like it, if you resent it, even if it's really effective, there may be some alternatives, or you may want to just figure out some boundaries around it so that way you can start to enjoy it more. This is an exploration of everything that we're doing. So, why not spend some time thinking about those three finite resources: your time, your energy, and your money. How much of this did you spend on your marketing this year? I'm going to list out for you, and we will also put this in the show notes, the categories that I created in our scorecard. So you, again, you can come over and get it from us, or you can kind of create your own. Under our social media category, I wrote down Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. If you're on another social media platform, put that in there too. Under content marketing, I have blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, and SEO. For email marketing, I have strategies like writing a newsletter or putting together some email automations and funnels. For paid advertising, you have social ads like Facebook and Instagram, and then also search ads like Google Ads. And then the last category that I'd love to hear how it's working for you and how much time you put in and how effective it is and how much you enjoy it is the relationship marketing options. So affiliate marketing, collaborations, guest expert trainings, networking, and maybe even in-person networking if people are going back to that, and then referrals. So that's 22. Well, I guess it's four, five categories. So 17 ideas. Again, we'll put this in the show notes. You can come get the spreadsheet from us if you want to. But really thinking about what worked, give yourself a score from 1 to 5 in each of these categories and say, how good did this feel? And then I'm going to leave you with a quote. Well, actually, two quotes. They're both from the book Traction by Gino Wickman. And the first quote is, if you're not happy with the current state of your company, you have three choices. You can live with it, leave it, or change it. And then the other quote, again, also from Traction by Gino Wickman, is problems are like mushrooms. When it's dark and rainy, they multiply. Under bright lights, they diminish. So this is just like our prompts from last week, from our last episode. This isn't a space to be judgmental. This isn't a space to say, oh, I can't believe I spent that much money on Facebook ads, or oh, I just realized that I spent all this time on Pinterest and it didn't actually lead to any sales. Like, this isn't a space to be judgmental or to be critical about yourself. This is much more about evaluation, gathering data, and trying to explore what you want to be doing. Well, that's actually what we're going to do tomorrow, is what you want to be doing. Today we're looking at what worked and how you felt. And then in tomorrow's episode, we'll be a bit more visionary. We'll start to think about, now that we have this data, now that we've looked at what actually worked, now that we looked at where we spent our time, our money, our energy, what do we want to do moving forward? So I will see you in the next episode to have that conversation. We'll put all of this information, all these, prompts and ideas and categories into the show notes of this episode. And you can head over to socialslowdown.com/challenge, where we will be having live conversations every day this week at noon Eastern. I think it's noon Eastern. Might be 1 o'clock Eastern. Darn it. But go find out. Or you can just follow along with the prompts here in the podcast app, and we will see you tomorrow for that conversation about what we want to do with this information. So talk to you then.
Thank you so much for listening to the Social Slowdown podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe or come on over to socialslowdown.com and sign up for our email list so you never miss an episode. We'd also love if you could write a review to help other small business owners find the show. You can head over to socialslowdown.com/review or grab that link in our show notes for easy access. We'll be back soon with more tips to help you market your business without being beholden to social media. Talk to you then.